We should find a copy of Krish being sold for £1. You know, like in a bargain bucket.
Yeah.
Come on, ladies. £1, Krish.
£1. Why Krish? It could be anything.
What's Krish?
The film.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
So it rhymes with film.
Oh, okay. Good. That was quite a long detour round to make that work.
Hello. Yeah, so that's what we're doing.
Well, anyway, yes. Good.
Okay. Krish as in the Bollywood film.
Yeah. Because he wants a bargain basement.
That was a rubbish film, wasn't it?
I think Krish.
Was that Indian one?
Yeah, I've not. I never saw it because I'm not into that kind of thing. Like, well, not Bollywood.
Man, it was a Bollywood superhero.
No, I know, but I think the first one was okay, and then it just went all a bit Jadu and all of that weirdness.
Yeah. No, that was another film.
No, the alien in there was called Jadu.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Do you remember when they came on the show?
The aliens?
I wasn't.
You weren't part of the show then?
I wasn't part of the show.
For Hrithik and Priyanka?
No, I wasn't part of the show then.
Oh. Yeah,
you were still sort of fleeting around the lower leagues then.
I hadn't been upgraded. I hadn't gone, sir, we have a seat in business class for you. A producer, Kedgel, has requested your company.
Yeah.
Wow.
You were still grafting. Yeah. Learning the trade at lower levels.
Did he come in with his mask on then?
Yeah, mask, high-vis, jacket, and nothing else. And he wasn't even
not
wearing a mask.
Not me, Riddick.
Oh, Riddick, I was joking. I'm talking about him.
Not me. You're not Cage the Fire Warden.
No mask. Why would you say that?
Because he was a superhero, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, but he... No.
Sedge, what kind of question is that?
No.
Just asking.
You wouldn't ask, you know, Batman if the actor came in...
Well, can I say, Borat goes and does interviews in Borat.
No, but that's the character you want.
You can't talk about Sacha Baron Cohen at the moment.
Okay, well, whoever. I'm just saying. Who's the other fella?
Who?
The guy from Hangover.
Bradley Cooper.
Alan. He's done interviews
Galifianakis.
Yeah, that's it. He's done interviews in character as well.
Has he?
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
What, like as he acts in the film?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. No. I love that.
No.
I do love that.
Yeah, I've seen Rowan Atkinson, people like that would
Yeah,
do
no,
it,
there is know. Some there's some other ones.
And they'll kind of carry
if
on.
If Riddick was a bad man, he would have come in with his mask on.
Actually, Sacha Baron Cohen, on that note, he only does it in character.
Yeah.
When all of his press.
Yeah, because
I think that's good. It's just nice.
You don't want to really chat to him. Yeah. You don't want to chat to the guy behind
the guy,
it.
Yeah, it's boring.
It's like,
you know, when people meet Tommy, they want Tommy the full package. They don't want Tommy at home. Do you know what I mean? Tommy doing the
package away, mate.
My wife don't want my package. I go around offering my package, nothing. Let me bring you out of the darkness that is my package and into the light that was is now shining upon us, people.
Yes.
Oh, amen. Praise the Lord. Mm. I feels like sun is shining.
Days are getting longer.
Weather is sweet.
Days are getting longer.
Yeah. But
it's lighter for longer.
I don't know. Lighter. But boy, it feels like we've gone back to winter now.
Cold.
It's cold.
Yeah.
But Saturday, like the weekend, boiling. Summer.
Yes. Well, Saturday.
I won't say boiling.
Actually, it was warm top shorts, man.
No.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Shorts
and
I went for a walk.
There was still a little
chill
in the air, mate.
No, it was lovely.
No, it's still a little bit crossover deceptive. Anyway, we sound like old men about the weather. Like, oh no, it's not quite. Shorts weather for me.
It was. Number one, I wasn't working Friday night, so I woke up early, played squash, went and cut the grass because I saw it's nice.
Legend.
And I was like, I need to do that because I know it's going to rain this week. Then I thought, let me go for a walk. Went for a nice long walk. And you know it's like summer's coming, you know, spring is springtime,
freshly cut grass smell.
Yeah, loads of, you can hear loads of lawnmowers.
Blossoms.
But loads of like, you're just walking and like a fly would go into your face or something.
Oh, was it like that?
And you could see like a little group of like little flies gathering in an area. And I'm like, oh, well, we haven't seen that for about 6 months.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
That's how you judge it. That's how,
yeah,
that's
mate,
how you, that, that's how
if
you judge it.
If that's out, yeah, then summer. And you know what? Because of the hot weather, I saw loads of like spiders and creepy crawlies this weekend as well.
What's going on? It's like some sort of tropical rainforest.
All
down
the animals
in South
were
London.
Out. All the animals were out.
We've not had any spiders.
Do you?
I know, but I think they got confused because it's just like, oh, I think I'll come out now because of the nice
warm
weather.
Hi.
Yeah, no, it was a bit like that. Honestly, on Saturday, Sunday, I think I saw about eight or nine.
Little parade.
There was loads of spiders out.
They had banners and flags.
Yeah,
and
it was
stuff.
It was a bit weird.
Be honest. I'm gonna put you in the spot. Are you a spider killer?
Oh,
you,
yeah.
Would you?
Yeah,
is
gone.
It?
Gone.
You do it.
Yeah,
so you saw a spider in a house on the wall.
Gone.
But then
with what?
But then it will all go all over the wall then.
Nah, splattage. I knock it down.
He's got technique.
Yeah, you can't splat.
No, but what if it's like behind, like, I don't know, like your toothbrush and like bottles or something? Like, I don't know. Like,
then the whole toothbrush, everything going in the bin.
No, I wouldn't use a toothbrush again. If I saw a spider crawl over,
yeah,
and I'm sure they probably do.
No, I wouldn't either. But I'm just saying, it's like knocking it and trying to play with it. It's so
I'm
much
not
easier.
Playing with it. It's not playing with it.
He never said he's playing
with it. No, but it's just easier to grab it. And
you made it something else.
No, no, but it's just grab it and chuck it out the window.
Naked and asking the spider to crawl all over you. I mean, like, no, I don't mean that. Kedge, no one said that.
He likes legs on his back.
Letting it crawl up your backside and then come back out the other end. Like, oh, look, magic.
He likes legs on his back.
To be fair, some of them, like, no, it depends where they are. So, for example, like in the garage or in the shed, because I was in the shed over the weekend taking the lawnmower and stuff, loads in there.
Yeah.
Left them to it. I'm like, you lot, crack
exactly.
on.
It's not your job, yeah.
But the other day, I came back DJing from, I was out Saturday night, came in, closed the front door.
Yeah.
And I could see something, the corner of my eye, just above the front door.
Yeah.
Probably the size of my hand.
What? No, it can't. The spider. Exaggeration. Like
spider or moth?
Spider, bruv.
That's
this big.
That size with has to be a tarantula.
It had hairy legs and everything.
I'll leave it.
Eight mangeshkar.
Yeah, mate. It was looking
leave
at me.
Leave it outside. Honestly.
Wow. So I was like, do you know what? I've got to do it. And it was so late at night. I was tired. I was
so
like,
what do you
do? Now I ain't got time to faff around, try and catch this, chuck it out. Broomed him.
I can't do that. I don't think in my adult life. No, definitely the last 30 years, I've not killed. I don't think I have. And I literally, because
I'd rather, sorry, spiders.
I'm not trying to be all like righteous, but
no, I think you are.
You're making
me feel bad.
I couldn't bring myself to kill it, and I'd rather just shoo it out or just go to another room.
Have you got time for that? 3-4 in the morning?
Oh, no,
but you can just get a bit of tissue, grab it, and chuck it out.
No, that's hard to do. Mr. Miyagi?
Isn't it? That's even long to do.
Well, if he's saying, if it depends,
I'm thinking spiders versus flies versus moths versus daddy long legs.
Yeah, but if it's a spider that's sitting there, you can grab it and just chuck it out.
Yeah, you could have done
I'm not grabbing that.
No.
I whacked it with it fell down basically. I didn't hit it with the broom, but like, I kind of shook it. So I knew it was gonna fall down. As soon as it fell down, bang, got it.
You know, as they're saying, Gujarat, he's a bit of a derfok.
What's that mean?
Derfok. Is that what you say?
Yeah,
we say derpok.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Derpok.
Derpok.
What does that mean?
You're scared.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because, bruv, what if
you're scared as fuck.
What, do you want me to leave that on the wall till the morning?
No, you're
you
right.
You could have, because basically what you don't know while you sleep means that it won't be there in the morning and it's gone.
Oh, don't be so stupid, Kedge.
No, but you know the ones that are really freaky? You ever had this where you see the spider, you go, oh, spider, hold on a minute. Let me just get an envelope, because it's the quickest thing I can grab.
Yeah,
and
a cup.
And you turn around, get an envelope, you turn around.
It's
gone. Like nowhere
to
be seen.
It's watching you,
Like, I'm like,
yeah, but
where?
Then in that moment you could go, okay, it's gone home.
Where? What? No, it's gone to my home.
No, it might have left.
Oh, it's on the back of my
Do you know what? Where my fear of spiders... I went to Mauritius,
Yeah.
Bro, I'm not even joking. I've seen the biggest spiders in my life.
Right. That's why you got this.
In my... And like it was like we were staying in like a villa.
Yeah.
There was loads of us. Everyone had their sort of own rooms. I had my own room. Went into the bathroom.
How old?
Closed the door. No, it's just... Or maybe about 10 years ago,
so. Okay, yeah.
But bruv, the spider... I'm not even kidding. It was this big.
Really?
Man, legit.
Nice. Yeah, no, there I'd believe it.
And... hairy legs, everything. So I got someone to come
in.
I got someone to come
and wax
it. Got someone to come and deal with it, because I was like, I'm not even. I'm not doing this.
Yeah,
like I'm not ready for that kind of spider.
Right,
bro. The guy came, whacked it with his shoe. The spider was still sitting there looking at him.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Oh, like it's made of the tougher stuff. It's that much more.
It's funny because when you go abroad, it is another level. I remember that, and
I watched that, and that has freaked me out since. Yeah, I'm not messing with no spiders.
I know what you mean, because I was freaked out. So I remember 5 years old. We were in India, Mumbai, and we were there for my uncle's wedding. And so we'd basically hide out this like what was like an apartment kind of thing, but it was like it was not furnished or anything, because all we needed was a place to sleep. So we just had like
room, manje.
Yeah, manje. Is that what you call it?
Manja,
I don't know. Oh, no, but manja is the actual frame, isn't it?
Yeah, the whole thing.
No, but what's the actual mattress? What do you call that?
Oh, bistra.
Bistra, yeah, okay, fine, all right, yeah.
It's gravy, mate. It's gravy.
Yeah, bistra. Ah,
bistra.
Yeah.
That's the noise you make when you sit down.
Yeah, no, but in Gujarat, so we call them gadla. So basically, gadla.
Gadla.
Yeah. So there's loads of us all sleeping for like all the different rooms and whatever, blah, 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 right?
How many of you were there?
Oh, it was about.
Be honest.
About 12, 14.
Oh, do you know what? I couldn't do that. How old were you?
Not on one. There's loads. Everyone's got their own gadla.
How old were you?
I was 5.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, I was 5.
UK, yeah.
So I was
imagine doing that now with 12 mans.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? It's for good fun. It's good fun.
If you go to India now, like in like my uncle's gotis and stuff, they've got gadlas, which is bigger than any bed I've seen in the UK.
Of course, they're very comfortable.
Yeah, and because they're quite firm.
Oh,
they're
solid.
I quite like that.
Yeah,
that's
I love that.
The floor, mate. That's just the floor.
No, it's not.
So we were all there after a night out. We'd come back late one night, and then we're lying there. We're all like, so then the lights would go out. I don't even think you had any electricity in this place. We were just on candles.
Where the bloody hell were you saying?
No, because it was like it was not finished flat or something. Anyway, so we're there.
Were you squatting in someone's flat? Sounds like it.
Could have been. Wasn't even finished. It's one of them ones where you tell these stories now. Like 40 years later, and you're like, oh my god, what was going on?
Yeah, he was squatting.
So then, and then all of a sudden, my uncle goes, what's that on the ceiling?
Oh,
right. So everyone's just like, oh, you know, and there was one of my uncles was the first time he'd come to India, and he'd obviously got all the stories about how it's terrible, he won't like it. Yeah, it was the first time, and he was about what 30, so he was really nervous, and obviously grown up in England, nervous, right? And he goes, something's moving. Everyone's like, telling me to shut up and go to sleep. And then all of a sudden, they were like, no. So basically, my dad put the candle on and they went
candle,
near.
Candle, you know.
Yeah, so he put the candle on near where they say it. And it was a lizard. And my God, everyone is just screaming.
Freaking.
And because they're all UK lot, right?
Yeah.
So because what we needed
How big
was
it?
Huh?
Yeah, they're like, it's a baby alligator.
So I remember it was about this. You know what I mean?
Oh, so that's quite big. It's about a foot.
Yeah, it's about a foot. Yeah. And it was big.
That's big.
Yeah,
I would be screaming.
Yeah, so you got all the aunties and everyone.
If it was like, I was thinking one of those, you know,
the little ones. No. It was a solid.
They're good to have. The little ones are good to have around because they eat the matcha.
Apparently so. Right.
They eat the flies.
So. And it was just like...
This one will eat you by the looks of it.
But it was just all the British Asians running around this room, right? Shouting, women shouting and everything. And I just, as a child, it makes you even more scared. Yeah. And then they were like, so how are we going to get this out? And so I think my dad was part of the committee who were going to try and get this out, right?
I love the fact the committee was set up.
Because who was brave enough to go anywhere near it, basically? So I think there was three men, right? And then one auntie. And then basically they were like, look, what can we use to get this out?
And you know that auntie don't give up.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking of the film version. Three men and an auntie.
Three men and an auntie. But the auntie was just giving him more sound effects from what I remember. And then the only thing they could find was basically my uncle went to the kitchen and found what do you call it in Punjabi? Pera. We call it penda. It was a box, right?
And what?
So there was a box of penda. And so he quickly ate the three or four that were remaining.
What, like he needed the strength.
Because he needed the box.
Hollywood movie.
And then he brought the box to my dad and he goes, here you go.
Shove him
in.
My
dad goes, well, you want me to do it, right? So the box is nowhere near as big as the lizard.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to use this penda box to try and get this lizard out. It was hilarious. Finally got it. They shoved it down the toilet. No one went to the toilet.
They shoved it down the toilet?
Because what else can you do with it?
That's a one foot lizard.
With a penda box.
I'm sorry, that's worse than me smashing up a...
But what could they do? They had to run it. They got it in the box and had to run. That was the only place they could think of
going. You know what? You have to somehow forgive Indians and India dealing with it their way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is not the right way.
No, it's not the right way. But British Asians. What could you do? It's a moment of panic.
Yeah. I'd still be nervous that when I go to sit down in that toilet, it pops
his head
back
toilet,
up. Yeah.
No one went to that toilet all night.
What you tried to do to me. You tried to flush
me,
didn't you?
Can you imagine if it just bites?
He jumps up.
You're sitting in the dark. As it is, there's no lights.
No.
Going back to the weather, though. Sorry, I know we were all drifted away in India, but we have got a heat wave on the horizon.
Ooh.
End of the month, we're going to be hot in Spain. Get ready, boys and girls.
Oh, good.
We did have cyclones in Stoke earlier this week, but we have got the heat wave warmer than Spain.
Didn't I see there was like a tornado somewhere as well, wasn't it?
Near Stoke, near
Stoke. I this weekend have travelled the length of the country. So I've been in Leicester, Friday night, Leeds for two gigs on Sunday, and then
London.
And then South London in between there and your park near you, and then for a family day. But then on last night, I was in Scotland. So, by the way, Scotland is beautiful. Let me just get this. I don't want to get all kind of...
Good, you love that film, don't we?
But all of it, as you're going through it, you see the vastness of it. You realise we're a tiny little island, but oh my God, Scotland
massive.
Is beautiful. Yeah, and those bridges, those viaducty sort of bridges, whatever they're called, but they're brilliant. Anyway, so it's lovely being out there, but it was freezing.
Mm.
And the train was so cold. I was sitting on the train. You know when your nose is cold, your fingers are cold, you're like, oh God, I might as well be sitting on the top of a train, just riding this and that in the app. So I had sunny days, but I still think it's very, very cold.
How long is the train journey, London to?
So this morning, I'll be honest, I'm a little bit out of it today.
So hang on, so you went Air Leeds, then what did you do from Leeds? How did you
from
get to
Leeds,
Scotland?
Sunday night, yeah. Then I did Leeds overnight, then trained it to Leeds.
Trained
I trained to Glasgow.
And then trained it all the way back to London.
Yeah, this morning.
That must be what, four? Five?
No, 5.5.
Wow.
5.5 hours. And I was on the 5:30 train this morning.
Very good.
Yeah. To think, another half an hour, you're in Dubai.
Yeah, I know, man.
That is
me.
Mad, isn't it?
That and is not mad. Only that, there's all these places. There's a place I went past, I think it was called Dent.
Oh.
There you go.
Susie?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
wow. Harvey.
Funny, that's what we think of.
Yeah.
Rachel Riley's in the news, right? She's getting told off. Anyway, so yeah, there's all these random places.
Why does anyone feel the need to put things out on social media?
Oh, well, exactly. You're better off not.
Just don't.
Yeah, anyway, that's a whole other thing. But there's all these random places. Actually, can I give you a little bit of train drama? Because
here we go.
It kicked off.
You are the train drama man. Satch is the plane drama man.
Yeah, he's plane.
You are officially.
Then you must take automobiles. You're the one who's going to kick
maybe.
Off.
Maybe I'm not really.
Well, you're sort of electric.
I'm just no drama.
You're no drama.
No, he's auto rickshaw.
Yeah,
rickshaw drama.
I am sorry. And a quick tangent, man. I saw a one seater car advertised, and it was like someone had designed it, some Japanese designers or whatever, right? And there's a Punjabi voice. Ah, dekhlo. Ah, dekh, gaddi bahut sohni mainu lagdi.
Yeah.
But they're saying, how good is he? Goes, this is what, you know, but he was saying in Punjabi. I don't know, I'm putting the accent on it, but he said it all in Punjabi. He goes, this is what we need in India now.
Right.
Forget the rickshaw. Look, you're closed off. They've converted, I think he was saying, they've converted a motorbike into a one-seater car.
Right.
And that's what we need to do that's in India now. So he's getting all very excited about it. Oh my God.
But you fit three in the rickshaw. Exactly.
This is a legit one-seater. But no, on the way back. Now, okay. I'm going to make this like a little bit of a debate, really, I suppose, because I want you guys to decide what should happen. For once, by the way, this bit of drama on the train was nothing to do with me. I was just a spectator.
That's the first.
Yeah. So obviously, we've got on the train at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was great, actually. There was no one on the roads.
Yeah. From Glasgow, yeah?
Yeah, from Glasgow. I walked from my hotel to the station, and it was like pure empty. I took a couple of pictures of some alleyways, and they just looked all cool and
beautiful,
eerie.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But like a little bit trashy as well, but in a kind of cool
First train out.
So look, actually, it was the second train. It was a 5:30 train.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was a 5:30 train, but I'm not going to make that one. I'm not going to get up in time because the event didn't finish till 1 by the time I went to bed. Yeah. So anyway, so I'm there in the train station, pure empty. I'm actually a bit peckish. And then it said, McDonald's is opening at 5:00. Lovely. Got my little double sausage and egg McMuffin thing. Mm-hmm. Got my hash brown. Got my tea.
Yeah. Right. Coffee.
Yeah. No, I just had the tea because I didn't want to stay awake because I'm going to go sleep. Okay. So all strategic. Get on. Train's empty. And it's stopping at all these stops that I don't even recognize. Stopping at Penrithwith.
Carlisle.
Carlisle.
I know that one.
Eindhoven. Just like random things in the middle of it.
Yeah. Eindhoven.
I don't know.
Okay.
Just like it might as well be.
Yeah, random places.
Random places, right?
Stranmuir.
Huh?
Stranmuir.
Right, exactly.
I just thought of some random Scottish football team.
I did the Scottish Curry Awards. There was so many places. There was one place called, I think it was Metal Slag. It was S.
What, in Holland?
No, here.
Oh.
In Scotland. Hettel or Metal?
Hettelben.
Hettelslagben.
Right. Okay.
Metalben.
Okay.
Yeah, Metalben. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Never been there.
My point is, I'm on the train, right? So I'm getting on. It's completely empty. My seat that I've got allocated is a regular seat, like a two-seater.
Right.
I do like a table seat, but I didn't book it.
I know
the organisers booked it, right?
Yeah.
Because it's got the charger. And I wanted to watch Chamkila on Netflix on my phone. And because of that, I sat at the table. That wasn't my seat.
Hang on a minute. At the beginning where you said that it hadn't got to do with you,
has fully got to do with you.
You didn't see it in your seat.
Just listen.
Exactly. So, number one, there's a flaw there. You weren't in the seat you meant to be in.
No.
So it's your fault.
Please, Your Honour.
Okay, go on.
Carry on.
You're okay. All right. Don't move to strike just yet. So my seats are right behind. So I just move forward one set to the table, plug my phone in. Watch Shankila, and I've basically watched about an hour of it. It's very good. Diljit's very good. And it's stylistically, I think they made the film very well. And if you like Punjabi culture, you want to know a bit more.
You're ruining your things you watched.
Yeah?
You're ruining.
Oh, are we doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll talk about it then.
No, that's it. You missed
it. No, I missed it. That's it. One chance only.
Yeah.
And then I watched it for a bit. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just too tired. I'm feeling hot now as well. You know, like, just hot all over. So I thought, I'm going to go back to my seat because I just want to sleep.
Oh, well done.
And I don't want to sleep in this chair.
No.
Because someone's going to come and wake me up.
And then you get turfed. Right? Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fine, it doesn't matter. I'm well ready to go sleep. I don't need the table.
Yeah.
Cool. Off I go to sleep.
And did you move to your... I moved back.
Well done. Okay. Well done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, you're exonerated.
Okay, thank you very much, guys. I move back to my seat. I fall asleep. Couple of people come and go next to me. I can feel someone comes, sits there for a bit, they change.
Yeah.
Then someone else came, change. Now the train's packed. packed. Every seat is packed. I get up for a wee. Everything's packed. There's people sitting in the gaps between the carriages. Love and all that, right? Yeah. And then this is what I heard. This is the bit I want to run past you. Mm. Behind me, over my shoulder, there's a man who was sat. And I noticed this because he got on the train with me at Glasgow when the train was empty. And he opened his laptop straight away.
Yeah.
And all pretty much for the whole time I was getting my computer ready, he's tapping away.
Oh. Well,
and I thought to myself, what's he do?
I've always said this. Yeah. I love people who've got that much to type on a laptop. What have you got to do that much? That much. That's incredible.
And I mean, he has got a 5.5 hour journey, so you could get a lot of work.
Unless you're writing a book.
It was spreadsheets and documents and
boring.
But I think it's because we've never had jobs like that.
No, exactly.
Maybe there are jobs out there where you have to actually work.
I felt like, I tell you how I felt this morning, and I'm going to just say it because it's exactly the thought in my mind at the time, was sometimes I think humans are given jobs or work just to keep themselves ticking over and busy and distracted.
Oh, just to get through life.
Just, yeah, kind of like.
Who invented working? It's nonsense.
Yeah, working is nonsense.
It is.
And we're told to be more mindful. And if everyone would just spend all their time being mindful, they'll all be a lot nicer.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't coming into Mark Edge.
Yeah.
How come?
Can't be honest. You just tell me to be mindful.
Yeah, no, but it is.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's tapping away. He's working away. He's fun though, right? And then, by the way, I did also, can I go another little tangent? I had a little moment where I go, I don't think I'm a proper man.
You're going through some serious.
I get like that when I'm tired.
What do you mean?
I get like that also when I see men in suits in the car park in the school playground at school, like dropping their kids off.
Yeah,
and they're going places.
Bit of a complex going on there.
Yeah, I'm like,
I know what you mean.
Is there some trauma attached to this?
Maybe because I feel like a fraud.
I feel like that when I'm coming home from DJing.
Yeah.
And other people are going to work at that time, so you see them dressed all smart and stuff,
ready to go.
And sometimes I'm driving back from, I don't know, like Birmingham, Coventry, up north somewhere, like Manchester, anywhere. It could be anywhere. And you're driving back at 7 and you're like, I'm still trying to get home. You're going to work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do I really do something
what,
that's like...
I'm the disco guy.
I know how you feel.
You're not going to the same heaven as everyone else is going to.
No, but my heaven will be fun.
Well, I do think that. I think, what do they talk about with their wives? Because like, I think about things
I don't know what to talk to them about.
Yeah, right. But I found with those those kind of my kind of school dad friends, they find me outrageous. They just think the things I say are so like, oh my god.
I'm like, and you come to the school looking like a homeless.
Tracksuit bottoms. Because that's my off duty. If I'm doing the school run, I'm off.
You ain't in my suit.
Anyway, so tapper man, he's doing his thing, he's working away, right?
Right.
And then the train's got rammed.
Yeah.
And people are coming again. And then I heard someone come up behind
him.
Over my shoulder. And I looked around a little bit, but I didn't do the full turn. Just to see her say to that bloke, excuse me, that's my seat.
Oh.
And he went, okay, no problem. And he got up, got his laptop, and then he turned to the seat behind me.
Oh.
So he's crossed over lanes, he's crossed the gap in the middle.
Crossed the gap.
And he's gone, excuse me, to that person.
Yeah.
And he's gone, that's actually my seat.
This is a double seat.
Yeah, we've got a double turf.
This is how he delivered it. Yeah. And I thought, wow, he had it clear. He had the line clear in his head.
What was the line?
Like he's worked out. He went, excuse me, that is actually my seat.
Yeah.
I was only sitting here because I needed the plug socket for my laptop.
Yeah.
But now that the seat's been taken by its owner, I need to go back to my seat.
I'm reclaiming.
Which is that one.
Yeah.
That person then goes, oh, but it said it's been booked from Glasgow.
Yeah.
And I joined in Penrith with Swistiff.
Yeah.
Right? And
no one was there.
So I presume it's free.
Yeah.
No, it's mine. She says, well, and then the woman goes, well, that's not really fair because now there's no seats left anywhere else.
Oh.
And I would not have taken this seat.
Oh.
Had you sat there.
Had you sat there, or I know that the guy who owns his seat is sat there.
I would have put my lottery ticket somewhere else.
She has a point.
He's gambled his seat.
His seat,
And then now goes, oh, no, I want my seat. Because
you got done.
Go on, do back. Now, what do you think?
Honestly, I think he's done. He's toast. He's got a stand.
But that's his seat. He's just going back to his seat.
No, you can't do that. You could, because then you're owning two seats legally. Can't do that.
Okay.
You've given your seat up. That's it. Done.
No, but technically, no. He hasn't given his seat up. He sat in a different seat, and therefore, it's still his seat, which he has paid for. And the woman who's now obviously, I get it. Like it was empty at the time.
Yeah.
I think she's got to move.
Because the rule of the land is
that's what you've paid for. So yeah, there could have been a bit of, you know, argy bargy swapping seats, and you know, you've played that. But going back to it, you've got to take it to the root yeah, you know,
but okay,
formation of the train, and that is your seat.
Imagine this. Imagine that guy. Then I thought about this when he left. Right.
I think she has the right to feel annoyed.
Yeah, but she probably can't do much about it.
But you can't do much about it.
Yeah, because she never had a seat in the first place either.
Correct.
Well. Now, yeah, yeah. Coach, okay, I get that. I get
coach
that, I get that.
C on most of these long distance trains. Yeah. Is the unreserved coach.
Yeah.
Oh. That's where there's no seats. Go.
C for Jalu.
C for sub-coach. Yeah. Yeah, Jalu.
Sit where
yeah.
you want.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Can't be asked to. Yeah, can't exactly. be asked to. Yeah.
They'll even put you on the top if you
yeah.
want.
Yeah, Jale.
Yeah. Okay, said it. But she, and I heard her say, if I'd known, I would have just gone to coach C earlier when there were seats, but there's not going to be anything there now.
Yeah.
I get where she's coming from, all that. But.
I think it's a bit of tough cheese.
But I think it's, no, it is. Unfortunately, you're right.
Yeah.
I think it is tough cheese. But if he had, say,
tough cheese.
hard cheese.
I've never heard of that.
Really?
I prefer soft cheese.
Yeah, I know. So okay. do I. It's spreadable. Garlic and herb, Philadelphia.
Ew.
It's delicious.
Actually, no, that's nice.
Yeah. I had, by the way, I think it's my new favourite wrap from Marks and Spencer.
Oh, God. Marks and Spencer wrap.
Yeah. It's a ham and mozzarella wrap. Because, you know, I always have the falafel wrap there, didn't I? And they do that with the little wadani thing in there as well. But this ham and mozzarella, I know you won't have it because of the ham, but it's got like a cream cheese and mozzarella in there as well. So it's like a nice cream, like a salmon and cream cheese sandwich. Do you do a salmon and cream
cheese? Yeah, love it.
Yeah, with a bit of cucumber?
Love it.
Oh, dill da marmalade here as well? A bit dill?
Yeah, bit of good ass in there.
Love it. So, my point is, I saw the debate kicker. I wanted to know your opinion because I've got the same.
It's a hard one.
I feel sorry for that lady though as well.
But here was the one thing. If that guy had missed the train, got a lift to Penrithwaite and then just jumped in there, then it would have been different. Like, sorry, I actually missed the train. I've just caught up. Yeah. So that's my seat. Okay, fine. But, oh no, I was just sitting there using the plug and now I want my seat back.
What is this third world train you're on that only has got plugs?
It's a Virgin. It was a Virgin one,
It was a Virgin train.
I don't think they call it a Virgin now.
Do you want
to
have a word?
No, they're not called Virgin anymore, but it is a Virgin train.
Yeah, do you want to have a word with Richard Branson? I'm meeting him.
Yeah, but
I'm meeting him.
No, but it's not even his anymore.
You're going to have a word with Avanti, your auntie.
Oh, Auntie Ben.
What's that line called now? It's called something totally else.
Avanti.
Yeah, Avanti, there you go.
Avanti Ben.
Pull your massy up,
Kedge. Yeah, there's always some kind of travel dramas. There's always something going on.
Well,
anyway.
I'll tell you what was going on with me is I got a message from somebody really unexpected.
Ooh.
And I kind of shared the screenshot with you guys in the group.
The head of the Asian network? They want us back.
Well, I'll tell you what the message said. Have you still got the message, Satch, actually?
Yeah, wait, I'm bringing it up.
Do you want to read it out?
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Why is Satch?
No, because I shared it in the group.
It was in the group.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
You didn't see it. That's why you didn't react.
It's only two lines. I'm going to say
it's only two lines.
Okay. Namaskar Kejal.
Oh.
That's the first
bit.
Namaskar is proper.
So we know that.
It's Indian.
It's India.
Yeah. Oh, he's gone India already.
Yeah, we're not. It's not. It's not
Richie Rich's.
No. Well, it could be H. Dummy.
No, it's not.
It could be me. Kind of go, Namaskar, Kejal Bhai. But carry on. I don't think it is.
Namaskar, Kejal. Good time to speak? ? And I'm just. This is vital information as well. It's good time to speak. ? Like it's not. It's India.
Yeah,
he's gone with India.
The punctuation.
And then, so I said to you guys, I bet you guys can never guess who this is.
Namaskar.
But you both know them.
Okay.
They have been connected to us.
Okay.
In the past, and it's just been a while since I've spoken to them.
Is it? Go on. If you had to put what? And a husband.
No.
Is it a couple?
No.
Okay.
Dalair Mendy.
No, Dalair Mendy would say namaskar, would he? I think it's quite easy.
And why would a them message? Like, if it was a musical duo, I'm just saying, this is what I'm thinking. So if it was Divine and Nazy,
okay,
right? They wouldn't go namaskar to Kejal.
No.
No, but then namaskar is quite the giveaway, I think. Shall I try and do the accent? Namaskar Kejal. Oh, the way I said my name was perfect.
Namaskar, Kingdom.
Yeah.
Who the bloody hell is that?
Is it? What's her name?
You can play 20 questions if you want. You can
female, male,
no.
Female,
man,
male.
Oh,
and they sound like that.
Namaskar.
Oh, I know who it is.
You knew it.
Now that he's done that. I'm not even going to look at Kedge. I'm going to say it.
Go on.
Right.
Who?
Did you get that?
No.
Okay. I'm going to just say it.
Say it.
Kailash Kher.
Of course it is.
Hello, because he...
Namaskar, Kejal.
I can't Because I've not heard him say your name, yeah. So I don't know yeah. him saying it.
Yeah.
But Tommy.
Yeah.
He's very, oh, you are, your energy.
That kind of slightly rusty kind of voice.
Husky.
Yeah, out of the blue. Kellogg's Care messaged me first thing, like 7 o'clock in the morning. So I just went, hello. I said, how are you? Long time no speak. Call me now. He called me.
At 7 a.m.
Yeah, 7 a.m. Bruh. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, you know, what have I done to you know, obviously receive a call from Kailash Kher? Unlucky Bande, you know, Diwani.
Yeah, this guy's a big deal.
Bangers. Yeah. Right? And he calls me and he goes, hello, Kajal. I need a favor. And I was like, oh, here we go. I wish I could have put the phone on speaker for you guys to hear this.
Yeah.
So then he just goes, oh, Kajal, there's an artist that I'm looking after. Her name is Nato, the music or something like that.
Nato.
Okay. It's a stage name. And Kajal, she has done a lot of music, Hindi, English, and she's a very big. Global success, and can you please we want to do show in London and can you please help and all of this kind of stuff. I'm like, I've just started work at Virgin Radio and I've had to go away and answer this call.
Can you please put her on Chris Evans breakfast show?
He doesn't know that,
but she is Virgin. She's virgin on success.
But you know
she's
what?
She's virgin on success. That's what
I'm like, virgin. I'm like, you know, like, so I'm firstly, I'll get excited. I love new, you know me. I love new music, new artists. I love it. Yep. So I'm like, okay, so, but like, she's got a lot of followers.
I have to point this out because people say it to me in the street. God. You know, when we talk about the podcast, they want to tell me about you lot and what they think of you.
Yeah.
You know, Satch just tells it how it is. You know, I love Satch's one word reviews. Satch, you know, I went, that's the way he is. He's South London. He's minimal. He lets the songs do the talking. Mm. And I went, and Kedge, when he's bullshitting,
he talks a lot.
His voice goes high pitch.
Yeah.
And you went like, oh, she's got a lot of followers.
No, she has.
Yeah, because it's like, you know when someone's trying to justify it?
She has. So
what I'm saying is people have picked up on this.
Basically,
no, it's adding more bass.
He's spoken about, like, you know, she's an international artist. She's done 2 albums. I'm like, how? You know, like, what kind of lulu like me has gone through this world and not known about this woman who's done 2 albums, who's working on a 3rd album. She's done, sang in English, you know, Punjabi, Hindi, all of that, you know. International artist, work with some big people. I'm like, oh, okay. So I gave her, Nato. NATO. That's her stage name. I can't remember the actual name, right? So he goes, oh,
NATO.
NATO, basically. So
Careful,
go and look her up and follow her.
I need to know that you're going to support NATO.
NATO, yeah. Right. Do you know what I mean? Maybe I've just declared my support for like World War III.
That's the account you were looking at. Exactly. NATO. Loads of followers.
So anyway, and then he's like, so look, he goes, Kedge, I love it. And I said, look, I can't. He goes, because he wanted a gig out in the UK, right, with this lady. And I was like, look, at the moment, we can't. I said, I don't know if anyone knows her, all of this kind of stuff. I said, you know, send me a DL, send me the track that you're going to go with first release, and I'll do my usual, like I do for everyone in India. I'll do the PR stuff. I'll send it out to all the radio stations, all the people I know. And I said, if anyone then comes back and wants to interview, I said, we'll take it from there. I said, but look, I'm not promising anything, but I said, I think this is the way to go. Because I'll be honest with you, no one's going to come and see this person.
Cage PR is back.
Cage PR in full swing. So, and then, you know what? So I thought that was it. I'm going to go. And then he goes, Kajal, can I just say, oh, last thing, can you please give a big jappi to Tommy?
Oh,
go on then, live on the podcast.
No, so he just says a big jappi. And he goes, you created so much hangama.
He doesn't do hugging.
No,
that was weird. Watching
Well, no, because there's a chair in the way. Yeah. But he goes, you created so much hangama.
You sure it wasn't puppy? Give him one.
No, it wasn't a puppy. No, nothing else.
Kajal, please put your knock in between Tommy's bum cheeks.
That's exactly what he's saying.
I would love for you to motorboat his bum and then sing one of my favorite songs.
I just imagine him singing Hira Moti. Anyway,
Hira Toti.
So Guys, I mean, so anyway, so but he was bigging you up.
Who cares?
He said, yeah, exactly. And he said, he goes, Tommy created so much hangama. We had so much fun. You made me sing all these funny songs and desi oki. And he's just chatting. Yeah. And you know what? We spent more time talking about what we did at the BBC and what he did with him. And he goes, I thought that, you know, it was all going to be rubbish and people were going to hate me. And he goes, people love you. They still talk to me about desi oki and what we did. And he just couldn't stop bigging us, all three of us.
He's a lovely guy. And lovely energy and a proper artist.
And the exclusive is that they're working on a new album.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
And what do you think of the song that he sent you?
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
I've been busy.
You know what Cilla Black always said? Never admit to watching a bad show. And I think the same applies to songs. Never admit.
Like I said, I haven't heard it.
Never admit to
it. I haven't heard it yet, but I will get on it. And if you are anyone of importance or want this track, let me know. Hit me up.
Can I also, just on the back of yours, I don't normally do this, but I did get a little bit excited. I got someone sliding into my DM.
Yeah.
All right. With their whopping 6.2 million followers.
Yeah. No one's sliding into my... Who's sliding, no one's sliding into mine?
And it is it's a stand-up comedian from India.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Right? You won't get it because... I kind of forgot that I'd worked with him. But he came over, did a show right when I was first starting and getting to stand up, just about 2018.
Okay.
Right? So just before the lockdown, he did a stand up tour in the UK. I didn't really know who he was. And then I saw his stuff online. I saw it getting hundreds of thousands of likes. Then I saw the fact that he's big in the college university scene.
Right.
And then he came over and he was doing over 900 seat a venue in London.
Wow.
And I thought, God, how's he going to do that? Sold out.
Wow.
And the whole set is in Hindi. And I'm talking about the comedian, Zakir Khan.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Brilliant. And you know what? My Hindi's not great, but he can tell a story. And he does, like he does a story about waiting outside the changing rooms for your girlfriend while she's getting ready. Okay. And he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because he goes, don't move. Don't you dare move. Like he says it all in Hindi. Like,
yeah.
You wander off and she comes out.
You're not there.
And you're not there. You might as well be cheating on her and all this kind of stuff.
How do you understand it if he's all in Hindi?
No, because it's the way...
Fun, bruv.
And also, he's just kind of nice. He's got a nice poetic, smooth, silky way.
Flow.
Also, a little thing about him is he told me after that show, because I did a warm-up for that show, and he said he doesn't write any jokes down.
Oh.
He goes, if I don't remember it the next day, it's not good enough.
He goes, what did he want?
Slid into DMs. Hey, man. How are you?
Yeah.
I got a bit excited because now I'm doing much more stand-up.
Yeah.
So
now
I want to do a show with him.
Yeah,
So I'll be like, all good, bro. When are you coming to the UK?
Yeah.
Because I'm making it easy. I'm thinking, I know you don't want to do small talk with me.
Yeah, let's
go. We're not friends.
Yeah, no.
But if you're coming and this is your little, hey, fancy being a part of because also since I worked with him 5-6 years ago, he's got even bigger.
Right.
So I'd love, and he's got Amazon specials. Please check it out. Zakir Khan.
So then what happened?
Now I've replied this today.
Oh, I see.
And I'm waiting. So I will update. Hopefully.
To be updated.
Hopefully he'll go, hey man, I'm thinking about coming back. Fancy jumping on the show?
Right.
Yeah, Zakir Khan. Let me just preempt it. But this is also my problem. I get carried away. You know, like I've made the story up in my head now. Yeah. What's going to actually happen?
Yeah.
We're going to be working together. We're going to be buddies. We're going to be friends. He's going to be sleeping over. He'll be on a podcast. But he's a very funny man. Check out his Amazon special, Zakir Khan.
You overthinking. I've been overthinking about something that I've seen on the telly. And I watched it and it's an advert and I thought, you know what, I think I messaged you guys to go, guys, can you just watch this advert? Because I want to know your thoughts on it, right? And it's the new Andrix.
Oh, the Andrix one, that was it,
the new Andrix ad. And so we've all seen it.
Yeah.
And for those of you who haven't seen it, because obviously a lot of people nowadays don't watch normal terrestrial telly.
You can just type in on YouTube, Andrix advert 2024. Yeah. It came up. It's the first thing that comes up.
Right.
It came up.
So we've all seen it and it's an office setting and there's a lady who goes, basically needs to go to the toilet.
Open plan office.
Open plan office and she needs to go to the toilet and then she obviously finds the Andrix role and then she heads towards the toilet. And that's all she does. It's just like the walk of shame.
She's got her Andrix role in a cupboard.
In a cupboard.
So she takes it out,
holds
it. Everyone's working. They stop, look around.
Yeah.
This pause while she's walking past, but she's doing, like you say, the walk of shame to the
toilet.
She
does a little bud in the start.
Oh, yeah.
There is a little. I thought I was hearing from
you. And you know what? Okay, can we pick up on that bit, first of all?
Okay.
Before we get into your advert. Just the bud is always the prequel. They're like, hello, everybody. It lets your body know there's something coming, right?
Yeah.
Not
necessarily, but
I didn't know that's a thing.
There's something coming.
What, that everyone, does a bud?
Like a pre poo bud.
Right.
PPP.
PPP.
You know me, PPP?
You know me.
So the advert literally starts nice, and she is a bit of a Ben looking, you know, like.
She's a
full blown auntie.
Yeah, she's auntie. She's full blown. I would say auntie. She's Asian lady.
Okay. She's an Asian lady.
Working in the office.
Stereotype. Let's just do it. Yeah. Stereotype. Is she Gujarati? Is she Punjabi? Is she Pakistani?
Oh, I would go.
Is she Bangladeshi? Is she Sri Lankan?
I don't know. That's a bit of a hard one.
Rav, she's yours. All
do you reckon
day
she's
long.
Gujarati? I thought she was a little bit too. The look she was a bit fashionista Gujarati. For Gujarati.
No. Yeah, but that is. She's is that Gujarati? Okay. She does her hair. Right. Her hair's done nice. You know, she bit of pride in the way she.
I think I'd go HP.
Yeah, it could be HP.
Yeah. HP, but yeah.
I think HP.
HP
because she had a
because
bit of
her
swagger.
Hair was a bit stylistic.
She had a bit of confidence in the walk. And also the bud and the poo thing, that's a bit of a Punjabi sense of humour. I think that's more, anyway.
No, but everyone farts, what do you mean?
That's no, like but, a Punjabi that, sense. But the way that in the advert...
you can tell it was a HP bud.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You hear the sound.
What is it? What Kush was it? It's quite vegetarian.
Man's like decoding the frequencies and stuff.
So I'm going to tell you basically this advert has got my goat, and I've been thinking long and hard.
What was it? So very quickly, just to wrap it up, what was the catchphrase on the advert at the end? It was like, take your time or enjoy.
Be comfortable.
Like that. So basically what happens is she does the walk, she gets to the toilet, she's got the toilet roll, everyone in the office is looking at her, she's picked up a magazine, she sort of smiles a bit smug. Goes into the toilet.
Yeah. So it was a dictionary she picked up, actually.
She picked up a French-German dictionary, which is massive.
It's quite a different kind of Andrex advert because it's saying, hey, you're going to go for a poo, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Take Andrex,
and the Andrex Gutta was just a short part of it as well, right at the beginning, that was it.
It was under the desk,
So it wasn't a cute one like they used to do. That's because that's what we used to.
Different
stuff. And I watched it, and I just thought, you know what?
Why has it got your goat?
Because I just thought, hold on a minute. So I get it. Firstly, we never see Desi's in adverts, right? Because it hasn't been a thing. And then you might see the odd one because if they might be doing like skin care or some sort of cream or something. You
dentist
might get,
one or something.
Yeah, like,
Sensodyne always has a brown dentist.
When they need a dentist to endorse toothpaste, they always get the Asian lady or the fella. But you never see, Asian people in adverts. And so I thought, oh, there's an Asian. So as I was watching it in real time, and I thought, oh, look, Asian lady. Oh, my God, she's just done a bud.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So that was initially. And then I'm like, issue number one. Then it unfolds and she picks the toilet paper up and then she's walking. Now, the whole office in this advert just starts staring at her.
Yep.
And she's walking really uncomfortable, doing the walk of shame to the toilet.
Yeah.
Right? And like there's a shot where there's a meeting room and everyone in the meeting, the guy who's doing the meeting stops and everyone turns around. They look at the Asian walking to the toilet. And then everyone else is not Asian. Looking at the Asian going for a dump.
No, there was a Chinese fellow. Who's
there
Asian
was a Chinese fellow. All right, fine. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say.
Well, I can't say it was Chinese.
There was an Asian. Yeah.
The other Asian.
But it was just. But everyone was looking at the Desi Pendu, right? Going for a dump. And I thought, hold on a minute. Out of everything they could have done, they always pick the white person to be the lead character. But for this one, they picked Aparna to look like the absolute Wally. And. You know, it's embarrassing. And then, they could have picked any other person, but they went for the Asian. And I'm getting angry because actually, that's really annoyed me because I'm thinking for diversity reasons, all of that, I get it. You're trying to make it all inclusive and everything, but you never would have picked an Asian person for this advert. And all of a sudden you stuck the Asian in it.
Yeah,
who's the smelly person who does a bath and then has to go in there.
We all know why.
Why?
Is that dodgy curry last night?
Yeah, exactly.
but there you go. Oh. This is what I mean.
Little gobby bun.
It's annoyed me more than it needs to have because, I just thought,
as
someone who's trying to trying to get across that we are brilliant and we can mix it with the best. I just thought they've just reduced us to that worst person in the office. And think that just really stereotypes Asians. And
he's boycotting Andrex.
No, because being in an office where I am the only Asian, right, it's hard work when you have to go and do, obviously it's not as obvious, like I don't take my own toilet paper when I go to the bathroom, but...
Does everyone watch you?
He takes his own cubicle and toilet.
But do you know what I mean?
Mobile.
I'm a little bit... I can't believe that no one's picked up on it or complained about it or anything.
Okay, they can't... Okay, so let me...
Am I getting oversensitive?
No. Okay. So now I wanted to hear fully what you were going to say. Mm. I knew it upset you. Here's a problem, Ken.
We watched it together, by the way.
Me and Tatch, right?
What was my reaction?
I don't know.
I just laughed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You went. No. Actually, you went. That's brilliant.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. That's it. Hilarious.
I thought it was funny.
He had tears in his eyes.
Yeah. I was laughing my ass off. Honestly, yeah. it was funny.
Yeah, she was booing her ass off in the toilet. But she, I
wanted to find it funny.
Now, I am currently going for quite a lot of auditions.
I'm going to the toilet quite often. Yeah.
So I see, see all these casting sheets.
Right.
Right. And I see the fact that they're looking for more diversity and, you know, wanted Arabic man, you know, and I get put forward for that. You know, I haven't got much, by the way, but, you know, but all those little bits, right? So I can imagine. So what I'm thinking about this advert when I saw it, I thought, did they want an Asian woman? Did they? Yeah. And I'm pretty sure they would have. They would have gone, you know what?
No, why though?
I tell you why, Kedge, because this is the problem. If it had been a white person or a black person, you would have gone, why can't it be an Asian person? I think
this is a very negative.
It's not negative.
I don't think it is.
I think it's only negative if you want it to be negative.
It's because you have problems when you have curries, and that's what you're like in the office. So he just brought it into this. No, that's a him problem.
I just think out of all the people they could have picked, they picked for the Asian. And it just really upset me that, like, the one time we get a bit of representation on an advert, on a mainstream big, big company that's done an advert, and we're always made to look like the Lulunia again.
Now, but I don't think it is.
Okay, yeah. Let me.
It's not. Number one, look, everyone needs to go to the loo. Yes. So that is not. It's not a big problem. Everyone rips. Not a big problem. It could be anybody. It could have been like a. It could have been a fella. It could have been a person of any background. It doesn't matter.
But
They might as well have stuck. They should have stuck like a Mr. Singh doing bale bale down to the toilet.
But it's not that, is it, Kedge?
They're not going for that kind of humour. It's a bit more subtle than that.
Yeah.
And actually, here's the real issue, Kedge.
Go on.
This is why I'm sorry, Kedge. I like you, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
I don't.
Right.
He's admitted it.
But we have to stop looking at any brown person that pops up on the telly as representative of the community. Gordy aren't going, Ian Beale, he just doesn't represent me.
Agreed.
They're not saying that.
Is that not because we've been through years of not seeing any representation?
Maybe.
So therefore, we're clinging on to anything that we go there.
I'd want to stop the record there and go, no. That's not representation.
It's not.
Representation could be, grooming gags, do they represent us? There's a murder in the paper. Does that represent us?
Yeah.
It's like brown people are popping up anywhere and everywhere. You know, are all restaurant owners representative of us? You know, Indian restaurant owners.
Mm. Yeah.
No, they're not. I'm saying that to you. I'm guilty of it as well.
Yeah.
I am still, when we were growing up, when the Singh man comes in the background at EastEnders,
we get excited.
Right? Everyone does it, right?
I just want us to be seen as the superheroes, as the funny people.
Well, sometimes we're not Kedge.
But actually,
we're normal.
She is.
We're just the same as everybody else.
We get one opportunity out of 20, whereas they will get one opportunity in every
But
two.
Also, in the advert, if you look, she's walking with a bit of shame at the start. But I took that as, and then towards the latter part of the walk, she kind of smiles.
Owning it.
She starts staring at it. And I think what it was, when your bud comes out like that, you think, oh, buddy, how long have I got? So she did a bit of a nervous walk and she went, no, I'm all right.
So what's the message of that advert?
The message of the advert is, it's worked, because we're talking about it in the podcast and everyone's probably watched it and we're like, oh, that was actually quite good for Andrex.
This is a plug and a half.
Yeah, it's good.
Brownload sponsored. I mean, Brownload sponsored by Andrex is perfect.
It's done the job.
Oh, hello.
Come on.
Where are you?
Come on.
No.
Sandu Rex.
He doesn't want it.
Put me in it. I'll go for the walk of shame.
Kedge doesn't want it.
No, but it was just one of the things that I had seen and I just thought, you know what? It was. We need to bring it up. We need to chat about it because I'm sure a lot of people will feel like how you guys are and I think a lot of people will feel like how I have felt about it. And I just thought, you know, I was just a bit gutted by it. Like, whereas KFC used the... Remember we spoke about the KFC advert that
Usher Bosley.
The Usher Bosley. Yeah. And that made you feel proud.
Yeah. But but then...
does that mean that us brown people eat KFC now?
Yeah.
Because
I'm offended. No, but they used Asian music.
No, that means all Asians only work in KFC. And they're playing Asian music while they're serving you KFC. Is that what it means?
It's true, you know.
Honestly.
My local KFC, they all play Qawwalis and stuff. It's quite cool. It's quite sick, I tell you.
Getting his beard trimmed.
It could be so... You could take it to any extreme.
Anyway.
KFC owners, all brown people playing Usher Bosley.
All right, so what did you see? Apart from adverts,
I was going to just say, are you an Andrex consumer?
100%.
Oh, okay.
Only.
Okay, what about you?
Yeah, only.
Only.
Okay.
And I'm gutted they stopped making those mint-flavoured toilet sheets.
Mint-flavoured? They put it in your mouth, bro.
You're not going to eat it.
Scented.
Exactly.
You know what I mean.
There's the quilted ones.
I'm not a fan of the quilted
now, one. Okay, so there's a, I've realised there's a point in toilet roll luxury. I'm not going to get crude. It's not a crude thing. Where it's too luxurious. It's like a chugger.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't want it to be too...
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a godlu.
No,
It doesn't have to be a godlu.
No.
No.
Like godlu, godla, same thing.
Yeah. God loves a tryer.
No, like thick.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It doesn't have to be... No, you're right. And sometimes if it's too thick, you feel like... Well, no, it doesn't work.
No.
It
doesn't deserve to be there.
No, yeah. Hold on. Let me wrap my pillow around.
Yeah. Exactly. No,
but there's that crossover. Whereas, if I'm honest, my missus, my kids, they all like the fancy stuff.
Ooh.
But I don't like you buying it. Them. I don't like buying it on full price.
Yeah, no, you don't buy it.
I buy whatever toilet rolls on a deal.
Oh. Don't be silly.
No.
I mean, not like the real eco recycled chip.
This guy, he's picking up the stack of Metro from the station. He's picking up a newspaper from the Metro station. That's it.
I have bought the weaker ones in the past, but then they can't hold
tracing
their own.
Paper.
Yeah, not quite trace. Not the heart. Not that one. Well, but just this.
That reminds me of school. You know.
Yeah. School ones. School. That was rubbish. It was like gloss paper, just smeary. Anyway, but like you're right. So you're right. I just wonder if you had the same theory of there's a crossover point. Where
just need Andrex regular.
Andrex regular.
That's it. But stick to that, bro. I think they're legit.
There you go. So okay, other than adverts, I watched Chumquila.
Right.
Let me just tell you because I've already touched upon it. So again, if I'm really honest, I didn't.
Hang on, you saw an hour.
Yeah, an hour. Okay, I haven't seen it all.
How long is it?
Two and a bit. Two and a bit. It's not a crazy long one.
It's not 3 hour.
But I was just too tired today to stick
finish
with it. And because it was on my phone.
This is the one that stars Diljit.
Yeah. It's on Netflix and it's gone
and it's about
to Netflix.
And sorry, because I didn't know how to read about it, but it's about
Chumquila the artist. So he's a folk singer,
Punjabi folk singer.
Yeah, probably around in the kind of late 70s. I think he probably kicked off and then into the 80s. But he was killed. He was a bit controversial with his lyrics, and so far, the thing they're kind of picking up on is he was naughty. He was sexy naughty.
Oh,
all he spoke about was women. Right. Shagging, wanting to get his, and actually, it was quite reassuring.
Which
like,
is pretty much like what R&B
we talk
90s,
about.
Yeah,
well, anyone talk, or any R&B and all that.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
But it's obviously done in a Punjabi sort of like, oh, you know, about things standing up, like karke and all these kind of terms, and he's been like that since he was a kid.
Double meaning.
Yeah, double meaning. Little puns, little like
cheeky Chumquila.
And of course,
was your dad a fan of his music?
No,
I'm not connecting anything there. But
you're saying my dad's dirty. Right?
He listens to this as well.
I'm just saying that, you know, was he big for your dad?
My dad, if I'm honest, growing up, no, not at all. My dad didn't really sing Punjabi songs growing up.
He was more George Michael, wasn't he?
No. My dad was George Michael. That's what he is. And Bob Marley. He liked your Muhammad Rafi's and he'd sing all those kind of songs growing up. Kishore Kumar type songs. But the film is good. I just think the film's well made.
Right.
And even if you're not really, I'm not no poster boy for Punjab. You know that. And I'm not definitely not flying the flag. I don't know all
he's
the
more
history.
Poster boy for the Gujarat.
By default.
Yeah.
But the kind of, I was just getting to the point where it got a little bit political around the 1984 stuff and all that. But up until now, it's him making it in the music industry, how it came about, the labels. It reminded me of a lot of other films. I can't, if you do watch it, you'll tell me a little bit, not quite A Star Is Born, because that's another kind of story, but those kind of musical journey films you see, or like when you watch the Elton John film, when you watch the Freddie Mercury film, they've just got this belief that goes, I can write songs.
Yeah, okay.
And you go, oh, right.
You've got it. I like that kind of film.
Yeah, and for that reason. So do check it out. I haven't seen it all yet.
Make sure you check it out.
And they style it. Yeah, they kind of, as he's singing words and singing lyrics, they're coming up on the screen. Like,
nice.
So it's a little bit, you know, it's an arty.
A bit arty.
Yeah, a bit arty. So for that reason. So
do you know what? Just off the back of that, Tommy, can we big up Diljit? Because that guy is absolutely everywhere at the moment. Like this film, he had a massive concert in Mumbai that everyone went to this weekend.
Yeah.
He's making tunes with everybody. The man's on fire at the moment.
So Purple Patch, what do they call it? You know,
a good bit of form.
Right. So, and I thought about this today because as I watched it, I was like, hold on, Coachella.
Yeah.
You know,
this time last year.
The collab with Ed. And then these
at
concerts,
his concert, yeah.
The Ambani wedding,
yep.
And now to have a film that's not just out. But out on Netflix
because
obviously he's got this now. He'll be like somewhere in the atmosphere or, you know, of life, someone You know how we talk about Spanish artists or South, like Despacito, yep. Daddy Fonso, Yankee Daddy Fonzie.
Yeah, Yankee Daddy Fonzie, yeah.
Yeah, that one, right? Those people.
J Balvin.
Well, I've not heard any other songs of theirs other than those big pop songs that crossed over with Bieber and all that. So now, are people in South America and South Africa or places that aren't typically Desi listening to Dilji, are they aware of him because of this little crossover? Yeah, right? Mm. And I thought, have they planned this? Or has it all just come together?
I think it's just the stars have... Recently, yeah, I've noticed the stars are aligning for Asian music and pop culture. Mm.
Yeah, you think it's
happening? And I think if you don't jump on it now...
AP and Stormzy?
Yeah. I think it
was at Coachella, AP. Yeah. He'd done yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
And smashed a guitar at the end of his set.
Yeah.
He just picked it up and bang on the... Yeah, smashed
it. But I think we need to grab it. I think we need to... All of us need to grab this and just keep telling people about... Look at all of these brilliant things. And I reckon we got to get this juggernaut moving. Yeah. Because I think it's our time.
Juggernaut. Again,
Juggernaut.
Yeah.
All right, so you've seen that, Satch?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen a lot of stuff. So, Kej, we spoke on Friday briefly, didn't we?
Satch got me so excited.
Oh, hello. How did
he
you
got? I haven't been that excited in a while.
Was it
food?
We did my food?
No, I said to him. Just on the phone. I was like, mate, I'm home Friday night. Do you want to come out? No, I'm joking. I said, I've just...
He wants to watch a film.
What's popped up on my TV? Oppenheimer, Sky Cinema. It's Friday. They always release a new film on a Friday. Yeah. I thought... I was on the phone to Kej at the same time as I was on the TV. I was like, Kej, come on, watch a bit of it. Like, I might watch it and see.
And I warned him. I warned him and I said, Satch, you know what? I'll be honest. Bruv, I loved your thought and I love this thought process that you're going through that you want to watch a magnus opus. Yeah. But I said, Satch, this one is not for you.
Yeah. It's not a typical Satch film.
No, it's a typical not for a lot of people film.
But it's like, do you know what? It's such a big film.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan, big deal.
Yeah.
Won so many awards. Do you know, even when my brother came back from Dubai a couple of weeks ago, he goes, I watched Oppenheimer on the plane.
Cillian Murphy.
And I was
Killian.
Just, who?
Killian. Murphy? Killian.
So then I was just like, I had a bit of FOMO because I'm just like, everyone's seen it. Yeah, all these awards. So I want to watch it.
3 hours.
Yeah. 3 hours long. But I watched 23 minutes.
That's good.
And went off.
I said 10.
I was so sure that story was going the other way.
Why?
I thought you were going to go, blew me away.
No.
So you know
he didn't even get to the bomb, which was about to blow.
What? Is there a bomb in it?
Okay, confession.
Satch.
It was. For 23 minutes, I might have been watching. I could have watched something in Chinese.
Okay. But in 23 minutes, you probably didn't even know what was going on because it was all cutting through different timelines.
He was a physicist and like a maths kind of geezer. Then he got offered a job, and then I switched off because I thought this is bullshit.
So you know what it is? You have to be in a certain frame of mind for those kind of films, as we always say. Mm. But I will confess this: I started watching it because it was on it's on Apple TV.
It's on Netflix as well.
It's on one of them.
Yeah,
it's on Apple TV because I paid for it.
Okay.
And I remember thinking, oh, okay, but then
paid for it.
Yeah, right.
Good man.
I tell you what, because it was about a month or two ago when all the awards were going on and Oppenheimer's clean. I'm going, oh my God, how did I miss this in the cinema? Yeah. I should have so seen it.
So
and I love Cillian Murphy because I love Peaky Blinders. Yeah. His name is Tommy Shelby. Right?
I don't like
it. I love all that, right? And I think he's an actor. You know, he's got that kind of
proper
face.
Actor.
Yeah, you know, like his piercing blue eyes. Yeah. He's kind of weirdly good looking.
He just looks like a baddie.
Yeah, he's twisted, he's dark. Yeah. He looks like he's layered. He's a layered talk. Yeah. Anyway, great guy. So, and on that, I thought, I'm going to watch it. Satch, I've seen half of it, and I struggled to get to the half of it. I was waiting for it to kind of get me. But I think, again...
It is like the marathon.
My problem is, you've got to 13 miles. Yeah, but my problem is always, if I'm tired, you're not going to get me.
But you're never going to...
Do you know what the highlight was in 23 minutes?
What?
Seeing Albert Einstein in the film.
Yeah.
I saw it and I was like, eh? I've never seen you've Albert stay Einstein
for
in
that.
Film.
If anything, nothing else, you've got to stay for the Albert
Mate,
Einstein
I am not staying
and Oppenheimer
for
conversation.
No, not interested. Not interested.
I wish
so anyway, switch that off. Switch that off. Put on Netflix.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Went to Netflix. I watched a film called, Kej.
Go on.
The Beautiful Game. Have you heard about that?
I've heard of it.
About the Homeless World Cup.
Yes, that's supposed to be incredible, that.
It's actually based on a true story.
True story.
Every few years, they go to a different part of the world. This was based in Italy where they had the Homeless World Cup. So they take a group of homeless people to represent your country and then you play other homeless people in a World Cup.
In a World Cup.
Football.
Yeah. And apparently it will bring most people to tears.
Brilliant film.
Man. Yeah.
Brilliant film.
What's it called?
The Beautiful Game.
The Beautiful Game.
Okay, very
definitely
good.
Worth watching that. And the other thing I watched the other day was Scoop.
Did you watch it?
With it's
Billy.
About it's about what's
Billy
his
face? Billy and Gilly Anderson.
Yeah, with it's about Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
And, oh, you know,
the whole how they managed the
to yeah. Do you know why I really liked it? Because it showed how we used to go and get obviously not on that level.
Yeah.
But it reminded me of like the radio days because it's all you know at the BBC.
It's all done at the BBC.
You can see
yeah.
her walking into it
and the
stuff.
Producer
and
like, is the key person.
And I'm
in
just
it.
Like, rah, man, like this is we used to do this kind yeah. of thing. Yeah. So it excited me for that reason.
But because not a lot of it's mixed reviews. Do you know what I mean? A lot
I liked people, it. But then I'm looking at it from like a producer point of view. Yeah, just like smashed it together. Really good. Yeah, really good. Really good.
Why could you look at Oppenheimer from a producer point of view?
Yeah,
interested.
Right, no, but not like that. And then the other film that I saw as well.
This guy got list.
I'm banging them out, mate. Honestly, Roadhouse.
Oh, with
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Did you like that?
But it's also got Conor McGregor.
Yeah, Conor McGregor.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Only Satchwood.
Really good.
That has been panned.
Do you know why I liked it? It was a very basic film.
Yeah, yeah.
And
why
do you know
got,
when you just Sunday
panned.
Night, you just need one of them ones, with no yeah. thinking involved.
Yeah.
Bit of beef. Conor McGregor's wicked in it, by the way. I love him. Love him. Love him.
He went on the record and he said acting is harder than.
But he kind of
acting is harder than UFC.
Do you know what? He kind of. I think he was quite good in it.
He
was very over the top.
That, you know, his whole thing that
yeah.
he does.
And
you know, he always wind up
his. A character fit in for that film, yeah. So it was really good. I enjoyed it. It was one of those ones Sunday night, you know, just
leave your
slap
brain
something
at home.
On, leave your brain at home. Monday morning, nothing yeah. heavy. Brilliant film for that.
You know, sorry, and a quick side, and I'm going to say this because I love all this kind of stuff to some extent. I don't like going too heavy into it, but the whole manifesting your future and all that. Mm. They had a video. I saw a video of Conor McGregor talking to Cristiano Ronaldo, and he's going, and it's funny because Conor McGregor, you know, he's double hard. But he's not maybe the brightest person. He's not asking a clever Cristiano Ronaldo football question.
Yeah.
He goes, I heard you got a jet. And he goes, yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, I haven't got my own
I
jet
I don't
yet.
Think Ronaldo really cared about that.
No. Have you seen that clip?
Yeah, well, so there's that clip. And then also when he was at the boxing. And so they're sitting next to each other in the boxing.
Ronaldo
and,
wasn't
and,
too interested.
And he just didn't care. He was talking about his, trying to get his attention about his watch or something.
Yeah.
He just didn't
because
care.
Conor McGregor is quite superficial. He wants all those things.
Yeah, yeah.
But what they said was, when he said that, he didn't have the jet. Fast forward, then you see a clip of Conor McGregor saying, if you really want something, believe it, see it, want it, take steps, go towards it, achieve your goal. Mm. And then they went, and then they showed the rich list kind of thing, and he's up there, right. And he'd earned 180 million that year, and he can afford his own jet. So what I'm saying is, he made it happen. So, but I like Conor McGregor for that fact, and I think he's entertaining. What entertained you, Ken?
Right, so basically, I had to go and support our Gujubai friend, Dev Patel, because he directed, wrote... produced.
I'm going to say it again. Accent. He didn't go to your school, did he?
No, he didn't go to my school.
It was
no.
Jay.
I forgot Sean. His name now. No, not
Riz Ahmed.
Well,
Riz
Ahmed. Jay Sean, I was at university.
That was it, yeah.
Before
right.
he left. And it was Riz Ahmed I went to school with. But, I mean, obviously, do you know what I mean? Just working around those circles, you
yeah,
know what
yeah.
I mean? It's
like the it hotbed of Northwest
you, you know
London.
Mean? Yeah. But Dev Patel did the film Monkey Man. Lead actor in it, action film. He did this because basically no Hollywood producer or director would cast him in a hero's role. He loves fighting and he loves doing all of this stuff, but you know, he's always the waiter in like Marigold Hotel, the hotel
yeah,
or wherever
yeah.
he is.
No, yeah. And what's the other
exotic,
one?
Exotic,
well?
Exotic, Marigold, oh, no. Slumdog.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
he plays one sort of character.
Yeah, they make him look like just the Jalupalu yeah. Asian kid.
Yeah,
do you know
and
what I mean?
Something good happens yeah. eventually. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
The knocker.
And so he just thought, right, I'm going to do this for myself because that's the only way. You got to build you got to build your own castle, and then people will come. Hmm. And the trailer looked brilliant. I saw the trailer a couple of months ago, and I thought I'm going to give it a go. Took my dad, and it was brilliant.
Oh really?
It is
good
brilliant.
To hear. Oh,
it's,
good.
It's and you know what? He's I mean, it's incredible. The soundtrack. I've never go to a film and get the soundtrack.
Yeah.
I've got the soundtrack. It's a brilliant soundtrack.
And I've heard Mundo Tabachigarhi in the trailer.
Right.
Yeah. But it doesn't really come. It's not. I think they just do that to sell the film. The film. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they have to because that's the mass market.
Yeah. It's the mass
but
market.
It's, well, I do remember from that the fight scenes.
Yeah. The guy broke his toes in the first couple of scenes. He broke his hand
in real life.
Yeah, he broke his hand in the first action scenes. They had to change all the choreography because, bruv, the fighting in it, the violence is incredible, the fighting scenes. It's all set in India, but you know what? The clever thing he's done there, he's touched upon some brilliant issues as well that are, current issues that are, affect everybody in and around the world and India and everything like that. You see the slightly darker sides of India, the whole, how he brings to light the whole trans issue in India, like the eunuchs and how they're always...
Oh, not transport, not like people sitting in other people's chairs on the
train. No, the trans rights in terms of because I think Asians have always looked upon that community in a negative way. And actually, they were the ones who basically end up looking after him and like that because he goes through a lot of hard times and stuff like that. It's a brilliant film.
Weirdly, just because this is the bit I kind of got up to.
Yeah.
And I won't give too much. In the Jamkila film.
Yeah.
There's a moment with him and the trans community who come to his wedding.
Yeah.
Wanting money, but he kind of just joins in with them.
Right.
And then his wife is looking at him like, wow. Like, people normally like, hey, get away, get away.
Yeah, get away. This is it, because that's what we're brought up with, aren't we?
But they're all singing his songs because they're a bit naughty.
Yeah.
And he's singing it with them. And then, Love that. You're right. Things are changing. And it's good. Nice that Hollywood, Bollywood.
I really want to watch him.
You'll love it, Saj. Yeah. You will love it. Because it is wham, bam, and it's just relentless. And some of the scenes are just incredible in there. So it's definitely worth a watch. I loved it. And the other thing that I watch in terms of series is on Amazon Prime. It's, if you are a gamer, you will love it. I don't think you have to be a gamer, but it's called Fallout. 8 episodes directed by the people who made Westworld. That's why I'm fully invested in it.
It is. Do you know what? They're advertising that everywhere at the moment.
Yeah. And actually, because you've seen Westworld, Tommy, you can tell it's made by the same people because there's certain shots, there's certain, like the way they've, like, the music and how they use music to it.
You don't have to be a
gamer to like it. It's just sort of, in the future, if there was an atomic bomb, what would have happened and how people are living, obviously.
Back to Oppenheimer.
So it's basically the whole joke is on humanity, actually. It's a really clever kind of show. It's got a bit of humor in it. It's not serious. It's a little bit far-fetched because it's obviously from a computer game, but really well made. 4 episodes in, I'm loving it.
Good, Fallout. The Beautiful Game,
Roadhouse,
Jamkila, Roadhouse,
Monkey Man,
loads to watch. Okay, and what have we learned? We are at that classic part of the show.
Go on in.
Oh, by the way, I want to give. There's a 13-year-old listening now to us. I did all these curry awards, and I did curry awards. I did the hair and beauty awards again up in Leeds. And whenever I say I've got a podcast and it's called The Brown Load, it gets a laugh.
It does.
I forget. Yeah. Because we say the name so much.
Mm. Well, we've changed the meaning of it, haven't we?
Go on. I don't know what was the meaning in the first place? Well, we're talking crap.
Should we talk about this? How we came up with the name? Because do you remember, at the BBC, we weren't allowed to call it a podcast. We had to call it a download.
We weren't allowed to refer to it as podcast
because obviously the BBC were getting that's what everyone else says and we want to have our own thing, so we're going to call it a download.
And now they call it podcast. I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they do, they're pricks, they do, I know.
Yeah. So do you remember that? And we always used to question it. And so it was always a download. And then we thought, but what is a download? It's a podcast. And then we thought, so when we were coming up with our name, then I remember, who is it? One of you two said, what if we just call it The Brown Load? And we all just laughed together because it can have so many other meanings to it as well. Do you know what I mean? Because if you actually look up Brown Load in the Urban Dictionary, it means going for a dump.
Yeah.
And it all rings back around to Andrex.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful connection.
Everyone laughs at the brown load.
You go back to brown, not back to
but
black.
But it's the download, it's the brown load, but you get a lot of brown in
brown
it.
Stuff.
So hello to you, young 13-year-old man who I met, because he came to me right at the end of the show last night in Scotland, and he went, he spoke on behalf of their restaurant, they won, and he's 13 years old.
Wow.
I always rate that. And I think
I love
young
that.
Great. And he was confident, and you spoke well, boy, whatever your name was.
So he's a fan.
But he went... And he just came up at the end, he went, I'm very excited about hearing your podcast. And I was like, oh, shit, maybe you shouldn't be listening. No.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you can listen. I said, no, it's all right. I said, we don't. I said, and I said to his mum and dad who were there, I went, it's quite educational.
Yeah. I think it is.
He'll learn something from it as well.
Can I go first then? Because I think I've got a fact that might link in, it might help him, the 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh. It's about food.
Yeah. Mine's about food today.
Hopefully it's not the same one.
No.
75% of the world's food.
Yeah.
Comes from 12 plants and 5 animals.
Wow.
75%.
12 plants and 5 animals.
Yes. Shall I name them?
Yeah.
Go on. The 12 plants are...
We'll name the animals. Go on, you name the plants. I won't get them.
Wheat, rice, corn, sugarcane, soy, potatoes, palm oil, cassava, sorghum.
Palm oil? No wonder we've got this big issue.
Millet, ground nuts, and sweet potatoes. Five animals?
Five animals. Cow, sheep, pig.
Hang on. Cow, sheep, pig. Yep. Yeah.
What else? Beef, lamb.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Which is for the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
75.
Which means 12, five. That, which means real talk. That's enough. That is enough.
17 things in this world. 75% of our food.
Nah, man, it's
mental, isn't it?
That means that's a lot of killage.
Yeah.
Plants and
well, no, but I mean animals.
No, but that.
It's only five
animals and 12 plants.
But what we're saying is all those other animals that we can eat.
Yeah.
We really don't need to eat.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, like, no, but what other animals are you? Are we?
No, some people do. Like
deer, but you might get the old eel and stuff like that. But
I see.
Eel. Yeah, but then it's just like that kind of, you know.
So it was top level food. You'll like this, Kedge, because I saw a clip and it keeps coming up on my kind of TikTok, whatever, Instagram story feed. Mm. But it was a brilliant one where this guy, there's a woman interviewing this vegan vegetarian guy, and she goes, you know, eating meat is just part of the food chain. You know, like we all eat meat.
We've got teeth for it.
And he goes, and he was really calm. I'm gonna totally make a mess of this and not do it as smooth as he did it.
Yeah.
But he basically goes, why do you do that? He goes, why do you compare yourself to one part of a lion? Just because lions eat meat,
I've seen this.
And he goes, they also go up to each other and sniff each other's ass. Yeah. Do you do that, right? Mm. He goes, no. He goes, they also are known to kill their cubs if they think they're weak.
Yeah,
would you kill your child if you thought your child was a bit weak?
Yeah.
So don't compare yourself. Don't do that.
Yeah.
He goes, our jaws move side to side. That means we're herbivores. We are not. If your jaw only moves up and down, you're a carnivore.
Oh.
If your jaw moves from side to side, you're a herbivore. Because you just, I don't know.
Because you can grind.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen you on the dance floor, bro.
Yeah.
Bump and grind.
Speaking of Kedgen being a vegetarian, very quickly, I'm gonna out him. He wants to go back to that chili sauce, Tommy. He said it to me the other day.
Oh,
you guys are going to go buy a bottle. You guys, I can't find anything.
We've got to have a chat about that, mate. Should we do it now? I mean,
I can't find anything that's giving me the muzzer that gave me.
We've mentioned it a while ago when we sort of outed them. Maggie's sauce, it's that garlic chili sauce. And you know, it's been the staple. And it just bangs with chips. And
it's because of the prawns in it, mate.
Yeah, that's what makes it so tasty.
Then I read that it's got, obviously, this sauce may have crustaceans in it.
Mollusks.
The fact it's called crust.
Yeah, and mollusks, crustaceans, and all of that nonsense.
That bit of seafood.
And so then I just abolished it from the kitchen.
It said it could. Not it did.
It might be cooked in the environment.
It's cooked in it's made in the same area.
But that's not a risk you can take.
Yeah, that's not... No, I think it is.
No.
But that's like him having like a veggie wrap from MacD's where it's cooked around.
Yeah, but
it could be.
But well, no, because according to that, strategically,
but according to that, McDonald's in Gujarat.
No, but I'm forget McDonald's in Gujarat. I'm just talking about it. It's still in the same area, so it could happen.
Yeah, but that's
this is
more,
the same
that,
sort of thing.
I'd apply that to like a peanut allergy. I don't think meat can waft its way over. Then you could argue.
No, I get that. But say, for example, I don't know, for some reason, and I know they're really strict on this, they just picked up with the same tongs or something.
Yeah.
It could happen.
No, but they're not allowed to. Yeah,
they're not allowed to, but it could. But that's the same as I'm saying, you know, these little prawn bits or whatever have gone into the sauce by mistake.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Also, basically, I just admitted to Satch, I'm saying, you know what, I'm really missing it. And if I maybe
goes,
just
I'm gonna go back.
So close my mind to that part of that label, if I just get the sauce and just rip off the label,
I'm going to have it.
I'm back in the game. So I'm just playing and toying with that myself.
Yeah.
And just, you know, how it sits
playing with
me.
Himself.
I'm just, how does that sit with my mind? And, you know, and the morals around.
Yeah. Seeing as I did my food one. Go on, Kedge. Let's have
so
your food
my
one.
Food one was basically, I heard it as I was listening to a podcast while I was running the half marathon. And I had to actually pause it and I had to make a note while I was running it because I thought it was such a game-changing moment. And I don't think a lot of us know this, but basically I was listening to this nutritionist, biochemist called Dr. Rhonda Patrick.
Oh,
and
I've
she
heard of her.
Said...
RP.
RP Rhonda.
I've heard of her.
She, mate.
She's good.
She's very good.
Yeah.
And she said that when you have a smoothie, right, when you make a smoothie, obviously a lot of people love putting bananas in it.
Yeah.
And then you whack on all the other bits of
fruit. Greens and whatever,
But the worst combo is banana and blueberries.
Oh,
because
blueberries have got a lot of toxins, antioxidants. That's the word. Yeah. And it's very good for you. Mm. As soon as you put banana in it, they cancel each other out.
Oh, they don't work together.
And it's a waste of time. So basically, and everyone nowadays, when you go to shops, they always lug a banana in it.
Yeah.
It goes, so basically, from now on, make your smoothies without the bananas.
Or without blueberries.
Or, well, yeah, but the blueberries got more goodness in it than the banana. Yeah, okay. So keep the banana away.
And munch that separately.
Because they cancel each other out.
I thought you were going to say, well, I tell you why I like that. Quick couple of things, so I wasn't going to forget them. The way masala work together, our desi food in general, and I'm learning more about this with Desi Beat, is everything is in those foods for a reason, bruv.
Yeah.
It not only for taste, the hang, the asafoetida, that kind of, it's all got a purpose of health benefits and it's delicious. So it's like double whammy, you know, like, so it's so smart.
Exactly.
So you're right, I get it, how things can work together. Yeah.
But how comes no one has ever told us that?
Well, what I
heard, and everyone lugs bananas into smoothies with everything else.
But what I heard recently was that actually you shouldn't be smoothieing any fruit. You gotta eat your fruit whole.
Yeah, eat it whole.
But something about not chewing it.
No,
yeah. Something about but also it is nice ice cold with mixed up with crushed ice. I used to love it in LA when I was over there for work for 7 months. We used to go to this one place.
But I think people did that just so that they can then copyright it, and then you could, because they can, you can make money out of it. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
You can
make it
as soon as you can trademark something, then therefore it's not healthy.
I quite like the breakfast OT ones. They do ones with oats and like all that, and banana and like soy milk or whatever. It's lovely. My one is it's more of a thing I learned in terms of a phrase this week, and it was because I think we've all probably had it. Kent, you got a brother?
Yeah.
Right? Satch, you got a brother?
Yeah.
Right? I've got sisters. Even though I've got sisters,
yeah,
when my mum would call for my sister,
yeah,
she'd say the other sister's name, or she might say my name. Do you know what I mean?
They never get the right one.
They get mixed up. There are even times when I'm there, I'm going, Logan. Well, you know, like.
You really?
Yeah.
Really?
You just, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because you're not really fully focused and all that.
So you just want to shout a name of a child.
Yeah. Maybe that. No, but there's a reason why we do that. There's a reason why parents do that. It's not just a case of...
It's just old age.
No, this might sound a bit obvious now that I'm going to go to phrase it and say it out loud, but it's something called, and it's a term that I came across this week. This is what I learned.
Yeah.
Called relationship ponds. Like a pond of relationships. They said, so what your mum and dad is doing in that moment is getting you mixed up with other people they've put in that pond in their mind. So sometimes at work, it's very rare that you'll call a work colleague your brother's name or your wife's name or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Because they're not in the same pond. You might call Mark Dave or Sarah Susan at work because you get muddled up.
So like that bloke could call me Satch because we're all in the same pond.
For him, you're in the pond.
We're in the Brownlow pond.
Right, you're part of that podcast. That's how he knows you. You can be mixed up. So what we'd have basically in our lives then is we have different ponds of relationships.
Mate, I wouldn't want to be in a pond with him.
No, definitely not. Wouldn't want to be in a puddle with him. I mean, that's intimate enough. But I just quite like the term. I was like, so you know, you go, and you know, sometimes.
So they're in your children pond.
Yeah.
So
you've got the children pond, and you're just going to say, and I've even heard like my boys and stuff who've got 4 or 5 kids. They're like, oh, Sammy, Stephen, Simon, Sonia, Adia.
Yeah.
You know, they go from
and it doesn't even matter what gender, they just go from the whole list of names.
Yeah, that was
like my grand. When it was all of us kids all together, 8 of us, it was just literally, she would just go through the whole repertoire of all the names until you hit the right one.
Until someone comes.
I beg your pardon.
Wow.
What kind of game's that? Oh, sorry, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, right. Well, that sounds like fun. Okay, on that note, oh, cool. Can I, I feel like a fraud. I don't want to do this. Are we finishing the podcast? Yeah.
We are
finishing. Yeah.
Mom,
right.
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do now?
I saw a joke on TikTok and I thought, oh, I'll do that. I thought, no.
Oh,
I don't want to.
I love a joke.
I know you do, but I thought, oh, God, it's such a kedge.
Please,
don't do it. I hate myself because I do get moments where I feel like, oh, God, that was a bit of a kedge thing to say.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Right. But no, Tommy. But are you sure?
I think you should.
But I'm going to do it because I was very surprised because this was like two Indian people sitting opposite each other, like husband and wife kind of thing, doing pun jokes to each other. But all the puns are in English about Indian names and places and food.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is the kind of city stuff. You know when we do Khane Wane Gane and I'm hungry, you're hungry, we're hungry for calzone. Yeah. You know, I'm like when Anthony songs and all that. We do all that. It is silly. They were doing that. And I was like, oh, look, like it's
Come
a thing
in.
Now.
Let's have the
okay.
Joke. Let's
so.
Have the joke.
Why can't the Bollywood brothers, Sonny and Bobby, that's the Devendra's kids,
Yeah?
Why can't they do Ring Around the Roses? Because in the end, they all fall down. Thank you very much. They all fall down. Come on.
That's Sunny, I like Deol, that. Bobby Deol. I love
that. Why
can't
they do Ring Around the Rosie? Because in the end, they all fall down.
That's brilliant.
Thank you, man. Until next week, from me and Kedge, the funny guys.
Woo!
See ya. Love you, Satch.
Come on, Satch.
Say something. Say bye to the people then, Satch. Don't be rude.
Laters.